You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
This is Derek Moyer, winner of the Extra Life Fundraiser Tournament, and you're listening to I Rebel, a Star Wars Destiny podcast.
Forgery of imperial documents, possession of stolen property, aggravated assault, resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15, reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined. I rebel.
Welcome everyone to I Rebel. I am your host, Jedi Geek Girl. Joining me for this episode, the winner of the Extra Life fundraiser, Derek. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into your performance at the Extra Life fundraiser and your deck of choice, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I like to play Destiny. I also like to play X-Wing. It's another FFG game. And other than that, I think I'm just a gamer in general. I love video games and board games. These two games really scratch the competitive itch for me.
How did you come into Destiny?
It starts with X-Wing for me. I had a group of friends that played board games, and we would just get together and just kind of play a different game each week. And one day one of them said, "You ever heard of X-Wing?" And I thought, "No, I haven't." And I looked into it, and I fell in love. I love Star Wars. It's probably my favorite of all the fantasy geek worlds out there. So a game that combined that with board gaming was somewhat so cool for me. So then when FFG came out with Destiny, I needed to give it a look. So I tried it out, demoed it at PAX just before it came out, and I loved it immediately. At this point, it's kind of become my main game. It's kind of taken over for X-Wing.
You competed in the Extra Life fundraiser tournament. What was the setting outside of the tournament itself, and how was the venue?
So the tournament was at Gabby's Olympic Cards and Comics in Olympia, Washington. It is one of the best game stores I've ever been to in my life. I live a little bit farther away from Olympia myself. I live in a city called Tacoma. I'm actually very jealous of Olympia and the surrounding area because that store is kind of really the one main store in the area. So everybody gathers there. We have a lot of stores where I live. It's actually a little harder to find people to play with because you don't know where they're going to be all the time. To have an awesome store that's really big and really supports really all the games, you know, out there, you really get consistency down there. And the owner is just a fantastic person, great member of the community.
How many people turned out to the event? I think it was like 20-something, I think I remember hearing.
Yeah, we ended up with 19. Kind of a bummer. 20 would have been nice, but it was a great turnout.
What did you play and why?
So I ended up taking Kylo from the two-player starter, as well as the Spirit of Rebellion Darth Vader. So it was Elite Kylo, single die Vader. The reason I took that is I was actually out of town for work for about 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, and then there was a Thanksgiving break, and then I went to this tournament. So I basically hadn't been playing for about a month. And right when I left for that work trip was when all the nerfs dropped. So I kind of was jumping into this tournament without any idea of what was going on in the meta or what I should play. So I really just kind of looked around, saw what decks were doing well. I saw that this one had won the Michigan Regional, and it had done well at PAX Unplugged. And it really fit my playstyle. I'll be perfectly honest. I love Holocrons. I love Blue Villain. And I had a friend who'd been playing E2 Kylo and Grievous. I had one league night before the tournament. I tried both decks out. He was very high on the Grievous list and tried them both, and I just kind of decided this was the one for me.
Do you have anything unique in your deck that might differ from somebody else who has the same deck?
I really don't. I'll be perfectly honest. I really just copied it and ran with it. I'll admit I'm not the most creative deck builder. I usually like to take a deck that someone started and maybe tweak it, but I didn't have a lot of time before this tournament to practice. I really got 3 games in with the deck, I think. And then that was it. I took it to the tournament. It was really just experience, I think, with that similar decks in the past.
How many rounds did you play? Did you play like 4 rounds and cut, or was there no cut?
It was 4 rounds and a cut to top 4.
What was your toughest matchup that you played that day?
It was definitely one of the first 2 rounds. I mean, round 1, I played R2-P2, and I had played it. I did get a chance to play it that previous league night. Again, just the only prep I was able to do, and I was able to beat it. So I went into the match pretty confident, and I think I was able to kill Rey within a round or two. Sorry, 2 or 3 rounds. So I was feeling really good at that point. And then I proceeded to have 3 rounds in a row where I did no damage. I think I was calling blue every time with Kylo. I felt like the deck had more blue than red. 2 rounds in a row, I pulled a C-3PO out of my opponent's hand. At that point, he actually played the C-3PO. So on the 3rd round in a row, I called blue. I said, "There's no way I'm pulling C-3PO again." Well, I pulled the 2nd copy of C-3PO out of his hand. So that was it. You know, I lost that first round. That was really tough. Then the second round was a five die villain, which once again, just real tough matchup. Not mono. No idea what to call with Kylo's ability, really. My opponent was actually giddy when he saw my deck. You know, he had a big advantage, but you know, I was able to pull that one out somehow. So I think it was one of those two matchups was definitely my toughest.
I know that R2-B2 is the talk of the Destiny world right now. It is one of the best decks. It is performing really, really well and is annoying some people. Is there any advice that you can give based on your experience with the deck that people can try to apply when they play the deck? Like, how do you beat R2-P2?
Well, only having two games, not sure if I have the best advice, but I would say that I know what I need to do is I need to practice against him more. So that would probably be what I would really advise someone is, you know, get some reps in against it and probably play it yourself as well. I think when you play a deck, you know, you really get a lot of insight into it. I initially was told, you know, so discussing with people, they thought killing Rey was, or going after Rey was the best bet. I think if I play it next time, I'm going to go after Poe. I really feel like I'm starting to see that Poe is really what drives the deck with all the special chaining. But maybe that's one of the strengths of the deck is that, you know, you really, there isn't a right answer on who to go after first. My plan is definitely to get a lot more reps against it before an upcoming regional that I'm going to.
Is there anything about your performance at the event or the decklist that you took to the event that you would change?
Not much with my performance. I mean, I think I'm really happy with how I did considering how little prep I had. Again, like I said, I credit that mostly to my experience with similar decks in the past. As far as tweaking it, I'd probably take a long, hard look at some of the mitigation, just see if there's cards that I prefer, you know, to swap out just because, you know, you have so many options in blue villain. Other than that, maybe fitting in some enrages just to get a little more money at some point to be able to pull Rise again off more consistently.
Do you think that you will stick with the deck moving forward, or do you think you're going to move on to play other decks?
I think for now I'm going to stick with it. I don't have a regional until late January. So that's really kind of what I'm looking to prep for. I think by then Legacies will be out. So that's kind of the big question is, do I really stick with this one and work hard on it? Or do I just wait until Legacies drops and find something new? So it's going to be really interesting depending on that Legacies date. I really can't wait for that to come out. I'm really excited.
Speaking of Legacies, what is next for you after Legacies come out?
Oh man, that's such a tough question. I've been traditionally a villain player, so I've been just kind of watching as the spoilers come out and trying to find, you know, what's going to excite me for villains. And it's been mixed. You know, the new Red document that came out has some very interesting characters, Kallus and Tarkin. But, you know, I've really been kind of thinking this might be the time to play more heroes. Isla Secura looks like she might just be completely broken. The new Luke has so many options to pair with. I think I'm going to go with hero starters. And those are probably the two characters I'm going to focus on the most. I really like the new Finn that came out as well. So I think that's going to be my focus. But there's always a chance I'll wander over to villains just because it's been kind of my MO so far. So.
Speaking of the Legacy spoilers, what are some more of your thoughts about what has been revealed so far? Like, what do you like? What are you looking at for a deck? And what are you keeping your eye on?
The spoilers are always a little tough for me. There's just so many that come out. I have a hard time. I really just try and focus on characters. I have a hard time really remembering all the events and all the new things that are going to be there. And I try very hard not to get too hyped. I hear people call things broken or just, you know, oh, that's going to be crazy before it even comes out. And then, you know, you look back a month later and you go, nobody's even playing that card. I try not to have too much of a strong reaction. Yeah, I really think for me, the focus has mostly just been which characters am I excited for? What pairings? You know, I'm always keeping an eye out for who's going to pair well with Awakening's Vader. He's one of my favorite characters in the game. Kind of have my eye on what could pair with him. I was looking at Bib Fortuna a bit as well as a possible pairing for Kylo or for the Sore Spirit of Rebellion Vader. So that's another one that's been bouncing around in my head.
I know that it will be pretty exciting once Legacies come out. There's a lot of good stuff in there. There's a lot of ideas and potential for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. I'm really excited for Draft and Sealed and all that stuff as well.
So you said that you have regionals coming up, correct?
Yeah, I've got one in Portland, Oregon. It's the weekend of January 26th and 27th. I'm going to drive down there, spend a couple nights in Portland with some of my buddies, and you know, hopefully one of us walks away with a win.
Well, I hope that you do well at the event. It would be wonderful if you can continue your success. I find it absolutely wonderful that you were able to pick up such a unique deck and win. I know that the deck is performing okay, but it hasn't really won anything outside of the regionals and galactic qualifier.
I don't feel like it's the best deck out there. I think it can catch people unaware, though. I think if they're not ready for it. So I'm really hoping it stays under the radar. I think that's what can help it. If people aren't bringing their Wrens or they're not focused on beating this deck, then it's going to have a better chance.
I know that we do not have long until Legacies come out. By the time this podcast drops, it will get even closer to the time of Legacies being released. If someone would like to try the deck, what could be some advice that you can give them about how to build it or how to approach certain matchups?
The number one thing for it, I think that I believe is the most important part is getting your Holocrons going. You know, I mean, that's just such a powerful card. It's such a thing that drives this deck. But you can't always guarantee that those are going to hit. And so another really important part actually is Rise Again. It sometimes feels really hard to save up that much, you know, that many resources, but it's just such a blowout play to be able to put an upgrade out and heal 5 damage. It just goes a really long ways. I know that there were times where I'd pull the Rise Again very early in the match and I'd think, well, that's it. I'm going to toss that to reroll because I'm just not going to get a chance to use it. But I think practicing with it, I would just advise try and make those work because it makes such a big difference when it does.
Do you think that there are some mistakes that people make when building the deck that you could advise avoiding?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of mitigation that costs one resource, and that feels really cheap. But when you're trying to save up for something as expensive as Rise Again, and especially when you're doing it with 3 character dice and one of them that doesn't even have a resource side, even paying one is very difficult to do. The deck has a lot of zero cost mitigation in it, which isn't always the best mitigation. There is quite a bit of degree of chance in it. You know, sound the alarms can be really nice. It can be really bad. But to some extent, that's what you have to do with this deck because you really have to hold on to those resources.
So I have your deck list here and I am looking over it and it seems to be pretty standard. You do have a Wren in there. Is that for the mirror match?
Yeah, pretty much for the mirror match. Maybe the odd Palpatine that'll use it. I think I used it once to get rid of a 4 speed, which is, I don't know if that's really necessary, but yeah, it's definitely just there just in case, you know, obviously only one because I don't want to sell out to it completely and kind of hard to really, you know, fit it in the deck to begin with.
For those who have not seen your deck list, can you go over what your deck list was?
Yeah, so it's got, for upgrades, it's got 2 Dark Council, 2 Force Illusion, 2 Force Lightning, 2 Force Speed, 1 Force Throw, 2 Mind Probe, and 2 Sith Holocron. And then for events, it's got 2 Deflect, 2 Doubt, 2 Intimidate, 2 Manipulate, 2 No Mercies, 2 Overconfidence, 1 Rend, 2 Rise Again, 2 Sound the Alarm, and of course the battlefield is Emperor's Throne Room.
Yeah, pretty standard list. I know that it is good to have a deck that is that, I don't want to use the word simple, but pretty approachable. I know that a lot of people overthink their decks, and to have a deck that is approachable and for the most part pretty easy to pick up is always good for people who want to play the game.
I mean, I think what I'd say about it is that, you know, while the deck itself is not really where a lot of the tough decisions come with, I think playing it is it can get a little more complicated, obviously, using Kylo's ability in a situation where you don't really know, you know, you're not against a mono deck. And just some of the decisions you can make with Vader and with the battlefield and whatnot, there's definitely some intricacies there. The deck itself, it's a Holocron deck. Not a lot of strategy there other than get your upgrades out there for free and save up for Rise Agains.
To recap the event, you won a 19-person event, 4 rounds, cut to top 4. You played against a 2B2, a Rainbow Fives, and what else?
So the third round was against EPO2, Rebel Trooper, and Ezra. I think it was more of a shield deck is what they were going for. Wasn't easy, again, to land the Kylo ability, but I think it struggled to put damage out, really, in the end. Wasn't the hardest one to beat. The final round of Swiss was against Qui-Gon Kanan, which, as a Kylo player, was just pretty easy to breeze through.
And you cut to top 4?
Yeah, I got pretty lucky in the cut. The R2-P2 player who beat me was in the cut as well. But we didn't get matched up in the first round. So I matched up against Palpatine. Not necessarily an easy win, but at least, again, it's a mono deck. So I'm able to hit a lot with Kylo's ability. He was not able to get a Rise Again off. Yeah, it ended up being not the hardest win, although I don't think it's a slam dunk always for this deck. The final round was against Emo Kid, the original. Thank you to my friend Cody, who was playing the deck. He was able to knock out the R2P2 player for me. And then, you know, him being a mono deck again, it wasn't too difficult to pull off the win.
Wow, that sounds like an interesting matchup. I mean, obviously you have the advantage, but it still sounds really interesting to have a original concept of a deck face its new updated version.
Yeah, exactly. It was definitely a slugfest. The round was, I think the match was over in about 15 minutes. It was, just a lot of damage being handed out. And, you know, we had the same battlefield. We're both kind of going for the same way of doing damage, the same similar upgrade suite. There was a round where he claimed to do a Vader special, killing my Kylo, but also killing his Vader. And I think after the game, we discussed that, if that was really the best option. But I think that was kind of where he was at in the game, was he was just kind of falling behind and was hoping that could put him ahead. At that point, it was my Vader versus his Kylo, and I think my Vader was pretty loaded up at that point.
There's just something about that I find really entertaining.
Yeah, it was a fun matchup, and it was especially fun because it was a friend of mine in the final, so it was nice to get there, the two of us, and just know that one of us was going to take home the win.
You said that this tournament was your first time playing the game in a little bit since the RRG dropped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'd just been away, out of town, and it was nice to get back and finally get another tournament in, just because, you know, Destiny's so much fun, and I really missed it that month I was gone. So.
What do you think about, now that you have played a few games and seen the results of regionals, what do you think of the state of the meta and the game right now? Do you think it's pretty healthy? Do you think there's not a lot of innovation or stuff right now, or are you just waiting for the next format?
I think it's in a really good place. I'm a little bummed, actually. I missed those 4 weeks, as I think those were probably some of the funnest 4 weeks of Destiny that we've had in a while. But even now, I mean, just I'm looking at some of the regional results from this weekend, and while R2P2 apparently swept all the regionals, you look at the top eights and the top fours, and there's just a lot of variety. It feels like maybe the best meta maybe of all time. I just, after Spirit of Rebellion, it's just there was kind of a dry period there, and I think we've really gotten to a good spot. While I am really looking forward to Legacies, because I think we're probably close to having this one figured out at post Errata, I think we had a good 4, 5, 6 weeks of a really good meta. I'm really excited for the future of the game with Jeremy in charge. I think he's doing a really good job.
I know that I am excited, and I know a lot of people are, and the future hopefully is bright with Legacies around the corner.
Absolutely.
I would like to wrap this up. I would like to say thank you for coming on. I know that this is going to be a shorter episode, but hopefully someone who isn't too familiar with Sad Boys may find this episode to be a little bit informative of the deck and your experience at the event. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And good luck in the future, for sure.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
If people would like to contact you, how can they do so?
I'm on Discord. I think it's probably really the only place to find me. But yeah, my handle on there is Gold Leader. You can find me on Discord. I hang out in the Knights of Ren Discord channel quite a bit.
This concludes this episode of I Rebel. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you all next time. This has been I Rebel, a Star Wars Destiny podcast. I have been your host, Jedi Geek Girl. If you would like to contact me, please send me an email at irebeldestiny@gmail.com. And as always, may the Force be with you. I Rebel is an independent podcast, not associated with Lucasfilm, Disney, Fantasy Flight Games, or any other organization. All copyrights for Star Wars Destiny, and all other properties belong to the proper copyright holders.